We're on Daf Dalet Omid Aleph. Boy Rav Bibi Bar Abaye, Hidbik Pas Betanur, Hitir Lo Lerdoso Korm Shiyovo Lidei Chiyuv Chatas Olo Hitir. So we're talking about the Sofek, about someone who put the dough into the oven, and it's about to bake, and it's on Shabbos. If we leave the dough in the oven, it'll come to Krimas Pas Betanur, there'll be Melechas Afiyah, and therefore he will violate Melech HaShabbos B'chai V'chatas, he did it B'shogeg. If on the other hand, we allow him to do Radias HaPas, which is a special kind of a skill, which is also Min Rabbanan on Shabbos, that's called Chachma V'ena Melocha, in order to remove the pas from the tanur. Very often in those days, they would attach the dough to the sides of the oven, the walls of the oven, which were burning hot, and now to take it off and remove it, and that he'd have to do before it bakes, that requires a violation of an Isud Rabbanan, Shvus Rabbanan on Shabbos, a Radias HaPas, which is called a Chachma. The Rashash, later on, in Perakal Gadol, derives from this, that Meleches Zorea, in a case where he seeds the ground, and he takes out the seed before klita, before what we call niklad hazer b'karka, he's potter. Because his original machshava was that the seed should grow in the ground. If he was able to remove the seed from the ground before it took root, so to speak, but this is even earlier than Ash Rosha, even before it took root, but when it would be more permanently attached to the ground and have the potential to grow, if he removed it before that, then he'd be potter. And that's based on a logic, a principle called Lo Niskaima Machshavto. The Igle Tal of the Sukkot Shavar, in his magnum opus on Shabbos, Melech HaZorea, rejects this conclusion of the Rashash. And he says we should differentiate between two malachos, the malach of Zorea on the one hand, and the malach of Afia or Bishal on the other hand. In the case of Zorea, even if he would put the Zera into the karka, plant it right before Shkia Sachama, in a way that it's impossible for it to take root on Shabbos itself, nevertheless he would be chayev. In fact, it takes probably 3 days, 72 hours, for the Zera to be niklat and nishrash, so it can't be possible that over the course of Shabbos that would happen, but yet he's chayv melech zorea. We have to assume that the melech of zorea, therefore, says the Igle Tal, is the zriya itself, just putting the seed in the karka. That's enough, because he put it in a place that's roy, that has the potential for klita and for shrosha. What happens later is irrelevant. He's chayv for the maisa of zorea. Mashenkin, in contrast, in the case of Afia, there it's poshut that if the dough does not bake on Shabbos itself during the course of Shabbos, if it would only bake after Shabbos, he certainly would be potter. And that's the reason why Hidbik Pas Betanur, when he puts the dough into the oven, if he could do the Radiyah, if we allow him to do so before it bakes, he's not chayev. And the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Tzadiches assumes, like this Chiddush here of the Avnei Nezer, so the Chiddush of the Avnei Nezer of the Sukkot Shavuot was preempted and predated by the Minchas Chinuch himself. However, the Chelkas Yoav says the following. There's a Yushalmi in the first parak of Shabbos that says that if a person cooks on Shabbos, or at least he puts the pot on the fire in such a way that it will cook on Motzi Shabbos after Shabbos, that's awesome. You're not allowed to do that. And take a look at the Yushalmi, because it seems from the Yushalmi that the opposite of what the Igle Tal maintains is actually true. Just the opposite, that the Moloch of Bishul, Moloch of Afia could take, the actual Afia could take place on Motzi Shabbos. He has to just set in motion the process on Shabbos, and that's what he's chayv for. So he's chayv for the maisa which would potentially lead to Bishul or Afia. And if that be the case, based on this Yushalmi, we can come back to the Rashash and derive the conclusion from our sugya that in Meleches Zorea, if he plants the seed and he would remove it from the karka, he could be potter because of Lo Niskaima Machshavto. And the same is true with regard to Afia, that if he puts the dough into the oven on Shabbos and he would take it out before it bakes, he would be potter because of Lo Niskaima Machshavto. Whereas the Yerushalmi seems to assume that you can violate the Meleches Bishul, be chayav for that Melacha, even if the Bishul takes place on Motzi Shabbos. So now we have the Chelkes Yoav, and we have the Igli Tal, and they assume that, according to the Yerushalmi, we have a Klal Gadol, a principle that applies throughout the 39 Melachas, that if he does a Melacha, which on Shabbos, which will complete itself on Motzei Shabbos, then he's chayev. And now we have a question. The question that we have is from Adlokas Ner. A person lights a Ner, and let's say, for example, there's a Chola, and he lights a Ner on Shabbos for the Chola. We don't find anywhere that he should be mamayit b'shir Hashemen, that he should be careful about the volume of oil that he puts into the Ner so that it shouldn't light even on Motzi Shabbos. No, it's the heter is for the chol is on Shabbos. After Shabbos, we can light a candle. So we only need this candle for the rest of Shabbos. Do we have to now be mitzamtzeh, be very careful to limit the amount of oil that we put in such a way that it shouldn't continue being lit after Shabbos? Now it would seem, as a Dover Poshut, that there's no chiyuv on a melacha that's nases mikocho b'motzoi Shabbos. So it's when the Yerushalmi says that in the case of Bishul, he's chai for the Bishul that takes place after Shabbos because he put the pot on the fire on Shabbos, the Yerushalmi holds that that's the nature and the definition of the Meleches Bishul, the Meleches Afia. And namely, that putting the pot on the fire, that is Meleches Bishul. The Afia is going to happen me'elav, as an automatic consequence. So therefore, it doesn't matter whether that Bishul, which is an automatic consequence in all events, whether it takes place on Shabbos or Motzi Shabbos, he's chai for the Maisa, for the action of putting the pot on the fire, on Shabbos. However, in the case of Meleches Mavir, of lighting a fire, the Melacha is the Havara, the candle that's lit, that's the Melacha. And therefore, that Chiyuv would only apply if the Ner is Doleg, it's actually Doleg, Mikocho, as a result of his lighting it on Shabbos itself. What would be the Hava meaning to say that he should be chai for the Havar that takes place on Motzi Shabbos? So this kasha about the case where he lights a candle for a chola, he should be mitzamtzeim the shear, the amount, the volume of oil that's in the Ner, so that it doesn't continue lighting after Shabbos, that's not true. That's not what the Yerushalmi has in mind. The Yerushalmi has in mind a very specific halacha that's limited to the case of Bishul, Meleches Afia. There the Maisa itself is the Mechayev. It could be in Zriya. We might accept the view against the Rashash, like the Igli Tal, that the Maisa of Meleches Zriya is putting the seed inside the ground. And therefore, what happens after Shabbos is going to be Mikocho, as a result of his action on Shabbos, that's going to be the Melacha. And the same thing would apply in Afia, that the Yerushalmi says that if he sets it up on Shabbos, and the Afia actually takes place after Shabbos, that's a violation of Meleches Afia. Why? Because the Melacha, by definition, is putting the dough into the oven, is putting the pot on the fire. That is the nature of the Melacha. The rest of the Melacha that happens, being the Bishul of the actual Tavshil or the Afir, the actual Pas, that happens Memela. That's always Memela. And therefore, if that Memela happens after Shabbos, that's fine. In the case of Zriya, whatever happens to grow and the produce grows, that's Memela. That's Me'ela. That's something that could happen after Shabbos. Mashenkin of Havara, Meleches Havara, clearly the machayev is not just the maisa avar, but the fact that he's mavir, that there is some sort of a flame that's burning. If he sets it up on Shabbos in such a way that the flame will be burning after Shabbos, then he's not chayev. What happens mikolcho to complete the malachi after Shabbos is not enough to be machayev for what he did on Shabbos, with the exceptions of bishul, afiyah, and zriya. Now let's take a look at a sugya menachas for a moment on daf nun vav amid beis. Omar av ami hiniach sa'or al gabi isa v'holach v'yoshev lo v'nischam tzomei leo chayev oleo kemaisa Shabbos. The sugya there has an equation, analogy. There's a case where he puts the CR, is a fermenting agent, and he puts it on top of the Isa, on top of a dough, in such a way that he causes the chimutz. The chimutz actually happens meileha. But what he did is he set up a process that culminated with the fermentation, the chimutz of this dough, of this Isa. And that constitutes a violation of an Isa Torah, as we'll soon see, of being Mechavetz and Mincha, which has to come Matzah. And the Gemara compares it to the case of someone who puts meat on top of coals on Shabbos. In other words, you see from this Gemara, based on that analogy, that these two halachas, one is Se'or al-Gabi Isa, and the other is Basar al-Gabi Gecholim, are one and the same. That B'Yisod HaDvarim, and fundamentally they have the same rules, or the same regulations apply. The Tosis there in Menachas Nun Vavam and Beis Dibra Maskel Hiniach writes that the Nidon, the subject of that Gemara, is a specific Nidon in Machametz, where the Torah says a special lotas of Chametz velo tefech Chametz. And it would seem that in the case of Asiya, like for example, let's say Lisha, kneading with a K, right? That requires a Maisa Lisha, or Afia, or all these other cases, is the Gemara in Menachos has a Hamamina that if you put Sa'or al Gabi Isa, that's not called a Machametz. You could have said that that's not called a Machametz. That would be the Hava Mina. But the Maskona is, no, that's called a Machametz Esa'isa. Just like the case of putting the boss on Gabi Gecholet. But in other cases, where you have Afia, then you're doing the Asiya yourself. He gives the examples of Lisha and other examples. Now, it would seem that we have a special diun, a nidon, in Moleches Machametz, that because you set up the chimutz process and caused it by putting the Sa'or al Gabi Isa, therefore, we don't know is that called a Machametz? And the Chiddush is, Rav Ami, that this is called Machametz. However, let's open up the Rambam. Perek Yud Beis Milchus Maisa Korbanos. The Rambam writes, "Hiniach Sa'or al Gabi Isa v'Holach v'Yoshev Lo v'Nischam Tzomei Leo Loke." And the Rambam adds the following explanation. He says, "Shehanocha Si'or Hi HaMaisa." In other words, it seems from the Rambam's language that the Nidon here, what we're trying to determine is not whether or not the Lav of Los Se'osa Chavetz should apply, but rather we're addressing a very, shall I say, fundamental issue that is perhaps way beyond the confines of the law of lotas chametz, and that is when you have a maisa avera, what happens if you do what you have to do, but what happens memela, right? Do we consider that as an asiyah? We might think that if he puts this sa'ar, this fermenting agent, on top of the dough, and the chimutz happens me'ilav, that's a kind of a grum aloch. You indirectly cause the chimutz. And that's what the Gemara wants to establish. No, that placing the siyar down on top of this dough, that's a maisa. That's called an asiya. That's called a machamitz. And more than that, you don't need anything more than that to be considered a machamitz. So that placing the siyar down on top of the dough on the isa, that itself is the maisa avera biyadayim of lo sefek chametz. And then we could derive the conclusion by virtue of the analogy of the Gemara, that also if you put meat on top of coals on Shabbos, that's the asiyah. Even though the baking is going to, the roasting is going to happen mimela, but the hanocha, just the very act of placing it onto the coals al gabi kolim, that itself is considered the maisa of afiyah. Or bishul. Again, the bishul is going to happen in any event, and you could have argued that his placing it on the fire, on the coals, that's only grama, that's not an asiya. The answer is no. The asiya is the hanocha, placing the siar on top of the isa. That is the maisa of afiya. That's meleches afiya. And therefore, if we go back to the Yushalmi, if a person towards the end of Shabbos were to place basar al gabi ha'esh, or he puts dough in the oven, he would be chayav even though the bishul of the afiyah takes place on Motzi Shabbos, because he's chayav for the maisa hanocha that we saw in Chimutz, or the maisa of hadbokas hapas betoch hatanur in the case of afiyah, or putting the pot on the fire in the case of bishul. Now the Rambam in the fifth parak of Hilchos Nezirus speaks about the following case: Hevir al rosho sam shemashir es haseor. He puts some sort of a chemical agent on top of his head. He's a nazir. He's enjoined from shaving his hair. Is eno loke rak bito mitzvah hase. So the Lecha Mishnah says he doesn't know where the Rambam got this din from. So Rav Soloveitchik here quotes his father, Rav Moshe, who says, in the name of Rav Chaim, that the reason for the Rambam is that when you accomplish giluach, removing hair, bisam, through this chemical agent, that's called grama v'alma. That's considered as if it happened me'elah. Now, the Gemara Menachas says that Hanochas Asir al Gabi Isa is considered an afir. That's only as far as the lav of being mechametz. Then we define the averis halav as the Hanoch itself of the Siyar al Gabi Isa. That's because of the lav. But if you analyze and focus on the mice itself, what he did was only a grum of yalmi. He just set up a situation that by a chain of events is going to result in afia. He might be chayav for the lav because he violated lo te'afei chametz through the hanocha, but beyond that, the status of his action can be categorized as groma bi'alma. In the case of nazir, the Torah says that the tiglachas itself is forbidden. And there, in a case where he takes out, he removes his hair through the use of a chemical substance, that's not considered a maisa giluach. And here we need a maisa giluach. That's Reb Chaim. And Reb Chaim brought a bit of not a rayaladov, but perhaps a zecheladov from a sugya kedushin chaf aleph from it beis, with regard to ritzia in the case of an eved ivri, and the ritzia, he has to bore a hole in his ear. But mikomakom sam nismayit mi ritzia. There, the Gemara excludes a case of sam where he puts a very potent drug on the ear and it bores a hole. As Rashi explains that that's not a ritzia. Da lo domi lemartzea she'eno nokev mikoach adam el me'elav. And Rashi seems to assume that by using this psalm, it's considered a grama, and that's not considered a maiser ritzia. And when the Gemara says, as far as Nazir is concerned, with regard to the Iser Tiglachas, that if he puts a sam that removes his hair, is Eino Loke, it means that as far as the Averis Malchus of Tiglachas Mitzorah, we need an Asiya, and it's not enough that you set up a situation with a chemical substance that will eventually remove the hairs. Now in our Gemara, Rabavi Bar Abaye, if he does the Rediyah Sapas from the Tanur before it comes to Afiyah, he's not Chayv Chatos. This seems to be against the Yerushalmi, because according to the Yerushalmi, he's Chayv immediately once he puts the Pas into the Tanur. So who cares if he later removes the pas before it comes to Afiyah? But the answer to that is very partial. Even though the Maisa Malacha is the Hanochas HaPas B'Tanur, when he puts it inside, that, according to Yerushalmi, that constitutes the very Maisa Malacha for Afiyah. But nevertheless, the Afiyah and the Bishul themselves must take place. That's what we call a T'nai. In the Malach. It's not the Maisa Machai, but it's a T'nai. So you can do a Maisa Malach, but if it doesn't succeed, if it doesn't take, if it doesn't bear fruit, then you're not Chayev. That's because of the T'nai, that there has to be a Malach in Cheftza that actually takes place and is a reality. So this Hanacha of putting the pas into the oven, and putting the dough into the oven, and it now gets baked mikocho, that's enough for a maisa malachus afiyah. But if it doesn't reach afiyah, if there's no krimas ponim, then his hanocha, igloy milsim afreid, that his hanocha was not a hanocha. We need a hanocha that will come to afiyah. And now we find out that he didn't do a maisa afiyah at all. And let's read the Rambam Perek Tes Milchus Shabbos Halacha Hey. The Rambam says, "Iniach Basa Al Gabi Gecholim in Nitzle Bo Kigro Geres," etc., etc. Chayav. So you see, the Rambam sets up a T'nai in the Malacha and the Chal Shem Bishul, in this case Tzlia, that it has to come to Tzlia, and that's a critical precondition of his being Chayav from Malacha Shabbos. As far as Hadbokas Pas B'Tanur, the Rambam writes, Mutalolur Dosa Konim Shetayofe V'yovali De Malacha. And the language of the Rambam seems to indicate that if he would be Roda the Pas before it reaches the state of Afiyah, then this Mice is not called a Mice of Malacha. Only if it gets baked at the end, then it becomes a Mice of Malacha through the Hanacha B'Toch HaTanur, as we saw in the Yerushalmi. But the Afiyah, or Krimas Pas B'Tanur, is a T'nai in the Cheftz Shel Malacha. Now, in the case of Zriya, we have to ask ourselves the question, is there a T'nai of Hashrosha? Does the Hashrosha have to take place down the line? And that was the machlokas between the Rashash and the Iglei Tal. According to the Rashash, there's a T'nai here of Klitas Hazera, and if you remove it before Klitas Hazera, then you potter, Lonis Kai Makshavto. The T'nai was not fulfilled. But according to the Avni Nezer, or the Igli Tal, if you will, he's going to say no. That in the case of Zorea, all that he needs to do is the Maisa Zorea, the Maisa Zriya. He can do that Samach L'Shkia. So we don't depend or wait to find out if the Zri actually culminated in Ashrasha. That's the view of the Igli Tal, as opposed to the Rashash, who says that if Yehotzi Kodem Shenikhlat is pot, Lonis Kaimim Achshavt. Now, if we let's just review the Igli Tal for a moment. He's making a distinction between Zorea and Afiyah. And in Zorea, the Igli Tal, Lishitosa, holds that there's no T'nai of Hashrosha or Klita. There's no such T'nai. The Shem Aloch is just the Zriya itself. And all he has to do to be Mechai of himself is the Zriya that's Royal Hashrosha. So it means that if he would remove the Zera immediately after he planted it, he would be chayv from lecha zorea. But in contrast, we have afia and bishul. There, for sure, the heft of the malacha, and this is the tnai of the malacha, is the afia and the bishul itself. So therefore, if he puts a pas into the tanur, and before it bakes, he removes it from the tanur, then he's not chayv for any iser at all. Okay. Later on in the sugya, the Gemara concludes that if a person reminds himself before the afiyah, then he would not be chayv akar mechatas. That's called chiloso b'shkaga v'sofa b'meiz. He has to be shogeg from the beginning of the malach until the end of the Gemara. It seems from this sugya here on Daf Dalid against the Yerushalmi that the afiyah itself, the final mitzvah of the afiyah, is also a part and parcel, an integral parcel of the avera per se. Because the avera that he's chayv for is not complete until the afiyah itself. So that if it was sofa b'mezid, he's potter. If he was mezid sometime before the actual afiyah, according to Yerushalmi, we would say that this is tchilas of a sofa b'shkaga, because the malach itself is the hadbakas apas b'tanur. And if you take a look at the Afike Yam, he also brings this as a proof against the Yerushalmi. So even though we learned from the Gemara Menachos, if you recall, that the Maisa Bishul is Hanochal Gavi Ha'esh, but nevertheless the Aver itself is not complete until the Bishul takes place, and that's not just the Tanai, but that's part of the Malacha. So in the case of Mechametz, although the Hanochas Si'or is the Maisa, nevertheless the Halosa Avera is it's an A plus B. Not just the Tanai, but the Avera per se. The Guf Avera is made up of two parts, the active part and the passive part. And when at the end, the Schamtza Isa, Mikoch HaSe'or, then at that point, his Avera is complete. And if you take the case of Zorik, let's say, for example, he throws something, and after the object leaves into flight, he reminds himself that it's Shabbos. Then the Gemara later on, Daf Kuf Beis, is going to establish that if it's Biyad Lahatzir, if somehow he could bring back the object that he threw, or alternatively, if it was Nizkar, he reminded before the Gemara Malach, that would be Sofa Bezadon, and he's Potter from Meleches Rika. Maybe you could reject that raya, because perhaps since it's Biyadul Afkiyas Avera, he still has a way of removing the Avera if he can get back the object somehow, if it's still, if there's a string attached, or in the case of the Tanur in Afiyah, where he has the possibility of Rediyah Sapas, maybe that's a little bit different. Then the Gemara Avera, then we could say that perhaps under those conditions, the Gemara Avera is the Afiyah itself. But the Maisa Avera, for sure, is just the Hanocha B'Tanur. And that we see from the Gemara Menachos, and the equation between Se'or al-Gabi Isa and Basar al-Gabi Gecholot. And Rav Moshe Soloveitchik used to say that from the Gemara Menachos and the Rambam, we seem to get the impression that the Iker Isa of Afiyah on Shabbos is the Hanochas HaBosel Gabi Gecholot. The Shir of Afiyah and the Krimas Pas B'Tanur is only a Shir in the Heft of the Malacha, so that there will be a Shem Afiyah. But nevertheless, we need that the Afiyah should take place on Shabbos and not on Motzei Shabbos, because the Iser is Lasos Afiyah b'Shabbos, and if the Afiyah takes place on Motzei Shabbos, then it doesn't have a Shem Melech Shabbos. That was the opinion of Rav Moshe. And we saw in the Igletal, as we said before, that in the case of Zorea, he'd be chayev even if the Zriya never took Hashrosha. Whereas in Afiyah, we absolutely need, and that's Poshut, that it has to be baked on Shabbos and not on Motzei Shabbos. And that's against those who derive from the Yerushalmi a different conclusion. But certainly Rav Moshe's conclusion would be that if the Afiyah takes place on Motzei Shabbos, that's not a meleches afia, because part and parcel of the meleches afia is the culmination of the afia itself, and that has to take place on Shabbos. The Rambam in Perek Tes Milchus Shabbos says echad nosan es ha'or, v'echad nosan es ha'etzim, v'echad nosan es ha'kedera, v'echad nosan es ha'mayim, v'echad nosan es ha'bosor, u'bo acher v'hig, kulam chayov mishum bishol. Meaning that according to the Rambam, any one of those actions in and of itself would be mechayev him for bishol. And the Rambam concludes by saying, kol ha'ose dover mitzorche ha'bishol ha'reizim mevashol. So the Achronim raised the following objection. The person who brings the or, or the person who brings the Eitzim, why should he be chayiv from Meleches Bishul? Maika Ovid, what did he do? And Rashi, in Maseches Beitzah on Daf Lamed Daled, Divrei Maskil Kulon, says that the chiyuv is for Mavir, that by bringing the or, he was in violation of Mavir. However, the Rambam brings it Mefurish here in Kulam Chayov Mishum Bavashel. So the question is, how do we understand this Rambam that the Mavius Ha'or should be Chayav, Nosan Es Ha'or should be Chayav from Meleches Mavir, or Nosan Es Ha'etzim? But if you take a look at the Rambam's language and read it carefully, he says, Kol Ha'ose Dover Mitzorche Abishol Chayav Mishum Mevashel. It seems that there's a new Yisod over here in this Rambam, that the Chiyuv Meleches Hafia or Bishol is not on the Bishol itself, but on the Maisa Bishol. And the chiyuv, therefore, of Maisa Bishol includes and encompasses any asiya which is part and parcel of Meleches Bishol. So any of these actions, like Nesinas Ha'or or Nesinas Ha'etzin, for the purpose of Bishol, they are part of the Seder of Meleches Bishol. Meleches Mevashel has an entire Seder to it, a step-by-step process with many actions that finally culminate in Bishol. And that's what the Rambam means when he says Arei Mitzorchei Abishol. Therefore, it means that all of these are included in the Chiyuv of Meleches Mevashel. And now we can understand why is it that it's not a case of Shnayim Shasua. Because if the Chiyuv was on the Cheftz of Bishol, that would be Shnayim Shasua. But if the Chiyuv is on every single Asiyah that is part of Meleches Bishol and ultimately culminates in Meleches Bishol, each one of these individuals doing a Maisa Shalem in and of itself of Bishol, and the one who brings the Or, the one who brings the Eitzim, or each one of them is Chayav Mishum Bishol, because each one of them is doing a Maisa Mimaisa Bishol. And the Chiyuv, the Nosinus Or, or Nosinus HaKedera, is obviously contingent upon the fact that at the end the Basar will be Misbashel and on Shabbos. And when that happens, then we look back at the Maisei, the different Maisei Bishol, and each one of them is Chai for Maisei Bishol Bifnei Atzmo as an independent category. And we'll have something similar in Meleches Malabin, when there are different actions that are done that culminate in the Libun. And you're chayav for each one of those actions independently. However, we do have a Tosfos here on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Divrei Maskil Kodem, and Tosfos asks the following kashya: "In Tov Vehechi Osli Dechiyuv Skila for Asra Safeku Shebeshoa Shehidbik Es Hapas Betanur Shemo Yedaitol Erdosa Kodem Sheyavli Deisu Skila Umashal Orada Shemeshochach Es Asra." The Tosfos is bothered by the fact that when you give a person a warning, when he puts the dough in the oven and tell him you're going to be chayav for Shabbos, maybe his intention was to take the dough out before it would bake. And that makes it into what we call asra safek. Now, according to what we said before, that the Maisa Isur was already done, was already performed with the Hadbaka Sapas Petana, the moment he puts the dough in the oven, that itself is the Maisa Machayev. The afi itself is only a tnai, then we don't understand exactly what Tosfos is asking about. This is not really asra safek. He did the maisa avera and it was complete. But perhaps we could suggest that in truth, this is a asra safek for a different reason. Because Tosfos says, if you take a shrua, shalo ochal kikar zu, im ochal zu, then the achila of the Iser, which was the first kikar, that he said, lo ochal kikar zu, needs a tnai. In other words, that violation of his shvuah of lo'ochal kikar zu when he eats the first kikar is conditional. Because if he doesn't eat the second, meaning the second kikar, which is the tanai, we don't know if he's going to actually be chayiv. So that makes it into asra safek. So it means that the purpose of asra is not just to differentiate between a shogig and a mezid, but it's a din like yatir atzma lemisa. And in a case of asra safek, there's no chalos of matir atzma lemisa. So we don't care one way or the other if the maisa isur was definitely done. We need to know whether there'll be a chiyuv misa. And if there's a tanai, we always have a situation of asra safek, and that's what bothers Tosfos. Now we have a discussion here on Daf Dalid about Akira me'al gabi mokom dalid al dalid. And the issue is, what is the status of the yad? Because the Mishnah obviously says, Pashat yada, hani es yado. And let's say, for example, he puts the object down in the yad of the Baal HaBayis or vice versa. The Gemara says here on Daf Dalid, Amai chayev, v'abe'inan akira v'anochem al gabi mokom dalid al dalid v'leka. Now Tosfos explains the Ramaskal Ha that Omer Rabbeinu Tam Dein Regilus Lania Chayfetz V'Pachos Midalit B'Chein B'Stoma Oyev Mishkan. In other words, there's a din called Derech HaMaisa Malacha Shalotza, and the Derech of Malacha Zu, the normal way of doing this Malacha, is with an Akira Nanocha from a Mokom Dalit Al Dalit. If it's not a mokum dalid al dalid, that's a malacha shalo kidarka. It's like kilachar yad. The Gemara later on in Tzadi Beis is going to have a case of kilachar yad when he does a malacha with his foot or with his mouth, like a ksiva and so on. He's potter. It's not kiderech hamalach. Or in the case of hotzah, if he carries it kilachar yad or with his feet, his mouth, that's not considered derech hotzah. So too, Rabbeinu Tam says it's not derech hotzah to take something from a makom that's less than dalet al dalet. Rashi, Divrei Maskil Me'al, also seems to indicate the same svar. That Rashi is the havi, tavi choshuv lemehevi anochos anochav akiros akira. So this requirement of chshivus, of a significant, or shall we say more like permanent Maisa Kira Nanocha, we have to consider the Maisa Kira is only when he's Okir Mimokom Chashuv. Otherwise, that's not called an Akira Chashuva. Or Hanocha, for example, has to be from Mokom Dalit Al Dalit in order to give that Hanocha a Chashivus. If it's less than Dalit Al Dalit, it's not a Malocha Chashuva. Now, if you take this approach of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, then we're probably talking about a din of Meleches Machsheves. We need a Melecha Chashuva. That's Meleches Machsheves. And you can take a look at Rashi and set the baits on Daf Yud Gimel and Beis Dimer Maskel Ella. Rashi writes, L'Shabbos lo havi Melecha, to Meleches Machsheves, she Meleches Umnus, Asra Torah. She Nismecha Parsha Shabbos Meleches HaMishkan, B'Vayakel, V'Hosam, Meleches Machsheves Ksiv. And according to Rabbeinu Tam as well, if you do a Melecha Kelachar Yad, then you're potter, it's not Meleches Machsheves. Then Tosfos says, V'yono Mari, the al yetze ish mimkomo, mashma dekoy nami achefetz, koma mimkomo shel chefetz. According to the Ri, we're not talking about an issue that's relevant to Meleches Machsheves. Like we said, according to Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, this is a Gzeres HaKosav, a separate Gzeres HaKosav in the Maisa Akira Hanocha, that in addition to the Etzem Maisa Akira and Hanocha in Rosh Hashanah Yochim, Rosh Hashanah Rabin, we also require an Akira Mimokom HaKodem Shal HaChefetz V'Anachos V'Mokom Chadosh. So the Malach is made up of taking it and uprooting it, so to speak, from its Mokom, and then putting it down in a brand new makom. V'chol she'ein bo dalet al dalet leka shir makom. V'chaser b'kiruv hanocha b'mkoma. So according to this sheet of the Ri, we're not talking about a chisaron of Malechus Machsheves, you know, it's not kedarka, it's not the way you normally do it, and so forth and so on, but we're talking about the Malach itself, that the Malach is made up of these two parts, of being Oker, the object from a Makom, and that Makom has to be its place, and this is what defines the Akira, and that's based on Gzeres HaKosov. And he quotes the Paschal, Yetze Ish Mim Koma. Right, it's got to be Mim Koma. Makom Shal HaChefetz. And what's a Makom Shal HaChefetz? That's a Makom Dalet Al Dalet. That's the Shir Makom. And you're only Chayev for Akira if you take it out of a Makom. And you have to replace, and you have to place it down in a Makom. And that makom for the chayfetz is also a makom anocha that has the shear of dalet al dalet. Otherwise, your akira and your anocha mimkomo is not implemented because you need mimkomo, and mimkomo means the objective halachic definition of a makom, and anything that's less than dalet al dalet doesn't have a shear of makom. So that's all part of this gezeiras hakosav. That's the sheet of the ri. If you look in the Rabban, in Chidush Rabban, he says, V'chod b'v'ino n'akira v'anochem al-gabi mokam dalid. The Gemara says, Hilchasa gemirale, Gemara gemirale, achi. When we cry leslan. Says Rabban, afilu masnisin, when we rise a leslan behedja. It seems that the Rabban is very similar to the Ri. It's not halacha, a general halacha of Melechas Machsheves. Because why did the Rabban have to say Mikroi Leslan? What do you mean Mikroi Leslan? Melech Machsheves is certainly Alfusa Minakra. But rather Rabban thinks that there's a separate din, a din miyuchad, as far as Melech HaSotzah is concerned, that we need Akira and Anocha from a place that's Dalet Al Dalet. And that's what the Rabban says Mikroi Leslan. We don't have a Pasuk. I mean, it's not like the Ri says Al Yetzis from Komo is the Pasuk, but it's, according to Ramban, it's Gemara Gmirale, Halach Lamosh Misinai, that the Chefetz, the Chefta, the definition, the essence of Melechus Hotzah is Al Gabi, Makom, Dalet Al Dalet only. And the Maskonis and Gemara on Daf Heyom and Aleph, Elom Arava Yodoshal Adam, Chashuvalo kedalet al dalet. Now, if you go like Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, that's a dinim lechus machsheves, then we understand this very well. Because the chashivas of Akira and Anocha is the requirement here, and if yodo shel adam chashuvalo kedalet al dalet, that's considered an Akira v'anocha chashuva from a mokum dalet al dalet. And we begin to understand the next part of the sugya, ma'u desema hani mili hechid di achshave hu liyadeh. Is Rashi would explain this very beautifully, that the whole nidon in the sugya is in Hilchas Chashivus. To make it into Melechas Machsheves, we need a Melech Chashuv, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, to make it into the Derech of Melechas Hotzah, works out very beautifully. Al Yedei, as a result of the fact that Yodu Shal Adam Chashuv Alo Kedalet Al Dalet, that makes it into a Derech HaMelecha. But if we go with Shitas Ri, that the Zegzeres HaKos that we need Anoch Al Gabi Mokom Dalet, then what does it help to say that Yodu Shal Adam Chashuv Alo Kedalet Al Dalet? At the end of the day, we need a Shear of Mokom. And the Shear of Mokom is through the Zegzeres HaKos, so Gemirulei in the Ramban's language is Dalet Al Dalet. I mean, just to illustrate the point here, let's say, for example, if you need a Rishus HaYochid, so there also is a din of Dalet Al Dalet. That's going to be the Brice on Daf Vav that we'll see in Ritz Shem tomorrow. Now, another requirement of Rishus HaYochid is Hekev Makom with Mechitzes Gvos Yud Tfachim. So let's say, imagine, you would take your hand and you would makif the hand with Mechitzos of Yud Tfachim. We're going to say now that your hand becomes Rishus HaYochid. Where's the Tanai of Dalet Al Dalet? Ah, Yodosh Shalom, Chashuvel, okay, Dalet Al Dalet. That's ridiculous. So again, according to the Ri, we're stuck with a real problem here. I had to understand the Svaras HaGemara that Yodosh Shalom, Chashuvel, okay, Dalet Al Dalet, we have a separate shear of Makom of Dalet, What good is it to say that it's chashuv lo kedalet al dalet? That's a tzarech iyun gadol. So mirtz Hashem, if we have time, maybe tomorrow we'll be able to finish this up. I don't know. We'll see.